This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A warning for Coloradans heading outside during this week's heat wave. Be aware of current conditions. Parks and Wildlife spokeswoman Bridget Koschel says people who plan to cool off on the water should be careful.
And if people are going to be out on kayaks or paddleboards, to really wear their life vests and pay attention to the water conditions as well.
The water in rivers and lakes can be dangerously cold, even in hot weather. The head of the Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce says much of the state's legislative session felt like an exhausting haul for businesses. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Denver Chamber CEO Kelly Bruff made the remarks during the chamber's annual event to reflect on the session that ended last week. Colorado businesses were front and center on a number of high-profile policy measures, from food delivery service fees that'll help fund transportation initiatives to rate setting in the insurance industry. Bruff says it felt like the business community was constantly on the defense.
It's the luxury of a single party control, no matter which party that is. Less stakeholder outreach, less compromise.
Democrats controlled the state government and passed many of their high priority bills, from criminal justice reform to tax reform. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Rural Colorado is getting more federal money to deal with the pandemic. $5.7 million from the American Rescue Plan will be going to 57 rural health clinics in Colorado. That's $100,000 to each clinic. This is CPR News.